Friends, we have seen so far in project finance the various ways of raising the capital by the borrowing company. It may be term loan, it may be working capital loan, it may be some other kind of short-term loan, or it may be long-term loan, syndication, or maybe consortium. Now here, we are going to discuss about the international capital. It means the investment by the overseas investor, foreign investors into Indian company, and that is international capital. Now when I talk about capital, this capital means either it is investment in the capital of the company, that is shares, or maybe equity of the company, or maybe borrowing by the company by issuance of the debentures or preferential shares, may be partially convertible or fully convertible. So these are the things covered under the international capital. Let us understand, my objective here is to give a brief overview about the international capital, understand the recent trend in the international competition, international companies which are raising the capital from the overseas market, get an insight into the various international avenues such as New York, London, Singapore, Hong Kong, like that. Report the highlight views from the international exports on Indian companies and the markets. As you know, the capital investment is the amount which is invested in a company to enhance its business objective, and also the individual or its entity can earn an income or recover the invested capital from the earning which is generated by the company over the period of time, and understanding the capital investment. Understanding the capital investment is also another aspect that we are going to discuss under this introductory part. Capital investment can be explained in two different ways. Capital investment can be made by the executive of the company in their business by purchasing a long-term security or purchase of long-term assets of the company. And in such cases, the capital can be physically the assets which could improve the business performance with a significant margin. Then, individual or an entity can also make a capital investment in a particular business in the form of a loan, wherein the investor can invest or choose to earn an income in the form of repayment of the profit from the invested businesses. Capital investment can come from various sources, such as financial institution, angel investors, or maybe any venture capitalists, and various other institutions like QIP and all. Generally, startup companies, which recently came up in India, you know, generally the startup companies and the new companies which are ones who seek the capital investment, because they are looking for the capital. They don't have the funds, they are recently constituted. So they don't have that much capital base strong. So they are looking for the foreign capital base. However, after having received these investments by these startups and new companies, the invested amount must be utilized to develop and push the business ahead. That is the end use. And at the same time, if the company announces to go to the public, the large amount of the funds pooled in the form of investors is also considered as a form of capital investment. This capital investment has its own disadvantages. While the capital investment is made to improve the company's cash flow in operations, it may sometimes be insufficient to cover the expected cost of operations. In such cases, the company could be forced to borrow funds from the external financiers to cover up the miscalculations. So, the capital funding from international sources. India has always been seen as a capital deficient company or capital deficient country since long. So the question that comes into mind when a business is planning a round of fundraising is whether it is a debt funds or it is an equity fund. Which one is the better choice or better option? And whether the fund should be raised domestically or through the foreign channel, that is also another question. Local markets, as you know, have been sluggish in terms of fundraising. So the focus is shifted to the international fundraising. When an Indian company considers raising funds, there are traditional and non-traditional channels which are available. Some of the options are as under. Equity-based. Now, which are those channels? The foreign direct investment policy, that is FDI policy of Government of India, is very liberal now. And it is balanced one. And international investor can see and invest in nearly to the selection, nearly to the some of the sector, nearly all sectors. Save in a few sensitive sectors, such as retail insurance, where 100% foreign equity participation is permitted as per the FDI policy. In this environment, it is very easy to find the equity participation. Investment funds, which may be a pure financial funds, sovereign funds, social impact funds, or related institutions have list to attractions. Their purpose to invest in the industry or the sector of the target business customers, and they have an appetite to invest into India. Partnering with the foreign companies in a joint venture, which is called as a JV, works best where the partners are from the countries that are technology and the capital rich. To have the foreign shareholders and the partners in the joint venture allows access to the capital market of the foreign partner for additional equity and also low cost debt, that is low cost loan. After this, there will be a debt based. Earlier we have seen equity based, that is direct investment in the capital of the company. Whereas now we are going to discuss about debt funds, that is availing the loan, foreign loan. Okay. Now, there are many banks, financial institutions, okay, where they are raising the debts from outside the countries. Now, purposes may be various. Debts from the banks and the large financial institutions are mostly the large ticket deals. And this has come from either World Bank, maybe International Monetary Fund, that is IMF, and the US International Development Financial Corporation or Asian Development Bank, also falls into the category of the lenders that funds of Indian project can be important. Smaller banks and also the debt funds are more accessible to MSME sector, that is micro, small and medium entrepreneur sector, MSME sector. These providers also willing to fund the smaller banks and are the large non-banking financial companies, that is NBFCs. By leveraging a low-cost debt, the JV partners can in turn bring a low-cost debt as a back-to-back lender to its own business under the current external commercial banking policy. Besides that, the Indian business now have an option which is open to them, such as trade factoring. Factoring also one of the business. So trade factoring in the business conducted with the reputable importers of their product. Then export finance is a great advantage when the buying the capital goods from the developed countries such as USA, Canada, Japan, China. It is extremely low cost funds and options which is available to the right to the customers in India. Setting up a subsidiary of an Indian company in capital rich country is also another means of securing the low cost funds. Many schemes and the growth opportunities are available by this method for the reputable companies in India, though through their overseas subsidiaries also. With the Indian government accepting that the foreign capital market are a valuable source of the funding, it is good time for the business to access such a market and partners with the built up the capital and reserve over the coming decade. Here, after our discussion on the foreign capital or overseas capital for the requirement of the company, one case study is given for your better understanding. I will not discuss much about this case study. It is easy to understand. Certain statistics are given. From which country, what type of funds, in which year it is availed by the Indian company, just for your academic interest. These slides have been prepared. Because what happens, you know, in international financiers, many times as compared to the domestic financiers, how they have invested year-wise from 2000 to 2010. The graph you can see. Here it is a domestic and a foreign. See, at initial stage up to 2004, you will see that there is a relatively very, very less investment. However, during this time, these funds from the domestic up to 25,000, that is crores, is getting here. But this is just only to for the comparison, not from the academic, not from the your examination or the study purpose, but it is just to understand you how the funds have been raised, which companies has raised, and how gradually the fundraising has started. Okay, then coming down to portfolios. Okay, where up to 2010, how the funds have been raised from the different markets and which year, approximately 2009, you can say, there is relatively less, that is less than zero. That means outflow will be more, outflow was more than the inflow. So equity raising as well as the investment abroad. Okay, so both the things have been considered here, particularly concerning the companies who have raised the funds, Indian companies, on the domestic and foreign market. London also, in which that is attracted the metal and mining and energy companies. Singapore is targeting the Indian market for the Singapore has so far not been succeeded in attracting the large number of Indian dealing. That is why it has come down, and it was keen to win the Indian business and clusters, marine offshore energy, real estate, and also the real estate investment trust, that is REITs, and it is a property trust and resources and commenting. See, these are the aspects which are covered under this background, just for your better understanding of the capital raising, and that is foreign capital raising. Now, some of the companies here, what we have given, these are the Indian companies. Here, these are the stock exchange where their capital has been, where their equity has been registered, or they are registered with any stock exchange, which stock exchange, in which year, how much funds they have raised is also mentioned here. Okay, this is just for your understanding. Okay, now after this, the March 2010, there were around 1,713 FIIs, that is foreign institutional investors, with 5,378 registered and sub accounts. This expansion is greatly helped the portfolio flows into India, which is soared from $979 million in 2003 to $11.3 billion in 2004. So just 1 year's gap, except for the dip in 2009, which arrow marked down, which was shown down in earlier slide. Okay, the majority of the companies now use the QIP, that is qualifying institutional investor, that is route in India. But now this route is also merged with AIF, that is alternative investment funds. So QFI, QIP, all this, and the individual HNI, this is all grouped into one, which is called as alternate investment fund, and under that the investment can also be possible. Now New York has attracted the technology, banks, and the pharmaceuticals. Different industries are captured by different countries, like how earlier we have seen the London was specifically interested in terms of what metal, other type of metal, you know, copper, iron, gold, silver, platinum, these kind of metal is traded in London Stock Exchange, whereas other related in different stock exchanges according to the choice of that country. Whereas here in New York has attracted the technology banks, technology, then bank stocks, and the pharmaceutical stocks. Okay, the majority of the companies now use the QIP route in India. As I said, this route is changed, renamed as AIF, that is Alternative Investment Fund, as per the Foreign Direct Investment Policy, FDI policy. Okay, then New York attracted technology banks and everything that I have explained to you. London has attracted mining and energy. Singapore is trading in the Indian market. Singapore has so far not succeeded in attracting the large number of Indian listing, and it was keen to have the win-win situation as far as the clusters, which are important from the point of view of the marine and offshore energy, real estate investment trust. Outlook for the capital raising is nothing but it is a several sectors which are expected to generate a large proportion of the capital raising in the future. Infrastructure, you know that Adani Enterprises and GMR Infrastructure, JP Infrastructure, JSW Energy, and Videocon, they are engaged in infrastructure projects to execute in India, and they are looking for the funds which are to be received from overseas. Mining and energy companies, in that Vedanta, Sterlite, SR Energy, they are aggressively participating in this. So acquisition of the companies to come to London and New York Stock Exchange. banks and other financial institutions like ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank, Axis Bank, they have already raised the substantial quantities of the capital internationally. Okay, in them banking institution, there will be a lot of investors into these banks. Technology, internet, and the receivable energy, if you see, then in that typically the firms in this section can obtain the better valuation overseas because it's dedicated investors pool and existing in the London and New York, London and New York. Then another one is acquisitive multinationals. So friends, after understanding this, let us see what is this REIT, because the small reference was given earlier as an under infrastructural real estate, particularly real estate I am referring to. So real estate infrastructure technology development funds or tech funds, it Ascendas and the India Bulls are listed in India, with which are focusing in real estate investment trust. REIT means real estate investment trust. Okay, they are expected to follow certain suits. Fortis Healthcare, then DLF, then you can see the Embassy Property Developments. The Indian exchanges will dominate. New listing also, that also the new trend is. The new 25% rule, which required at least 25% of the equity of all the listed firms is to be made available to the public. That is, the new rule has come. So again, because this development happens, investment is coming. So opportunity also should be given to the localities also, domestic people also, domestic public also. That is why new rule has come that 25% is required at least in equity list, in the listed firms. Okay. Despite the likely dominance of Bombay Stock Exchange, that is BSE, and the NSE in attracting the future Indian IPOs and SPOs. IPO means initial public offer, SPO means secondary public offers. Okay. Many Indian firms believe that the benefits from listing the abroad outweigh the greater compliance cost and the currency risk than that of incurred in the domestic listing. Higher the valuation, the greater the analyst's coverage in the specialty stocks. Then technology stocks on the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. Then valuation arbitrage, mining, metal and renewable energies in London, and the foreign capital for global expansion. Outlook for the capital raising, several sectors we have seen that they are generating the very good amount of the foreign investment into the company. The infrastructure, we have seen Adani and JPs and all these things. It is just a repetition. Mining, energy and the banks, they have already invested into this. Technology and internet and renewable energy companies and acquisitive multinationals are also we have seen. So there is a good chance for the foreign investment into Indian companies. There is nothing more to explain about the foreign inflow except the foreign direct investment, because FDI policy is competent. External commercial borrowing also, people are raising the funds. I mean, companies are raising, corporates are raising the funds for the longer duration, beyond 3 years, up to 10 years and all. So all these things are happening in the liberalized environment. So there is a ample scope for all the companies, even smallest companies, to raise the funds internationally. Thank you very much.